You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Top of the hour, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Topic of conversation today is, do you want representation from your Atlanta Falcons in the 28 Olympic Games in flag football? And if so, which guy do you think best suits that? I'm on team, like, let him play. And I know that we've gotten a lot of feedback on the socials and everything else. I'm on team, let him play. I think my pick for who fits best is probably Jesse Bates. It has been interesting, too. You guys can follow me along on this. Like, immediately I started looking up yesterday, like, highlights for flag football. Mm-hmm. Like, what does this even look like? Because some of the names coming out, it's like Micah Parsons. I'm like, what's the benefit of Micah Parsons if, like, you can't tackle? You know what I mean?
Well, they're speed guys that can get out in the edge. I don't know. The flag football game's so different, and because I know that there's some flag football leagues that have blockers. They have they have centers that snap the ball, and they have to wait so long. They pass protect that you can rush. I think Micah Parsons is a guy because of his unique skill set. He can do so many things. He could rush the quarterback needed to. He's got the speed. I mean, he's still athletically gifted. He can, you know, you don't have to tackle, but you can grab the flag. I thought it was funny because we got in a conversation yesterday off the air, you, Abe, Gordon, and myself, and Allie, and I said, like, to me, I'd like Bijan Robinson, and I thought Jalen Walker was the guy.
Yeah.
And Jalen Walker has been compared to who?
Micah Parsons.
And then ChatGPT came out with, was asked to put together a perfect flag football team.
I think it was Warren Sharp that did that.
And one of the names was Micah Parsons. And then another one had Bijan Robinson. And then Steve Weiss, NFL Network, who's been a guest on our show and other shows on this station regularly, goes, if I was picking one guy, it would be Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
But all of those guys, Abe goes, no. Abe gave me the, dude, look, I watch flag football. I'm probably the only person here that's qualified to answer this, and no, I wouldn't need any of those, none of those guys.
I don't know. So you're telling me you trust ChatGPT more than you do Abe, who's watched it?
Yeah, because AI is, yes, I trust AI.
Really? You trust ChatGPT more than you do Abe in this conversation?
I think it asked Grok, too, or whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because
I just don't, I just, like, to me, having a linebacker or a pass rusher means nothing in flag football.
It's
like,
not all, it's not just 7-on-7, though.
Yeah, but here's what, and I looked into this, because here's what the rules are for flag football. If you're going to rush the passer, you have to start 7 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, right? So you have to start 7 yards deep, at deeper than linebacker depth usually in the NFL. You also have to put your hand up and essentially declare yourself as a pass rusher before you take off.
That's right. I've seen that.
So I actually, yesterday I was like, no, Bijan doesn't make sense because it's, you know, it's a passing thing. But looking at it, most of these teams are doing, like, kind of read option stuff at the beginning. So if you're a designated pass rusher, you have to pick, am I going to follow Bijan with the ball on the running back, or am I going to stick with the quarterback and see if he throws downfield? So Bijan makes – there are running plays in flag football. It does make a little more sense, but I still don't understand what the upside of, like, Micah Parsons is in this equation. You just need somebody that's fast and is athletic in space. I don't need him to weigh 250.
Well,
right?
And we're questioning if we should even allow them to play because there's a risk of injury. Sure. Would someone like Michael Penix be too Is that over the line for you?
I just don't know that agility-wise that he stacks up. I think when you look at Lamar and Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson is the prototype, from what I understand, of being a flag football quarterback. Mm-hmm. Right? He's the prototype.
One of those had Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback.
Sure.
I think it. No way in hell do I want Michael Penix playing this. But I do think that people underestimate Michael Penix as an athlete because he has two ACLs.
Yeah.
I hear people all the time say he's not mobile. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Now, he's not Lamar Jackson, no.
Yeah.
But he's a guy who at Indiana was used as a runner. He was a running quarterback at Indiana before he went to Washington. Yes, he tore both his knees up. I get it. But just because you have torn ACLs doesn't, at his age, doesn't mean you can't move.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see, what kind of comes out on that. Let's go to the phone line right now, Dylan. Let's go out to Ja out in Cobb County. Ja, good morning, man. You're on the morning shift.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
I wouldn't want any of the Falcons. I wouldn't want any of the Falcons doing that just because of injury. But I would like to see maybe Jaden Daniels or something, in flag football.
Yeah, I think that he's kind of perfect for that given scenario.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels is a great pick for the quarterback position. Now, look, you got to remember, too, that there are going to be some flag football, professional flag football players or whatever they are. I don't know who would watch that, who think that they are the guys that should be, like, that they're going to beat out
the Doucette guy, Daryl Doucette, who's
He's
like, oh, they can't handle me.
Because they've been competing at that level.
Yeah, it's so like, this is what we do.
Is it even fair, then, to bring in the NFL guys? There's a lot to debate here.
Well, to make teams better, sure.
I mean, like I said, I'm completely on board. And I think Lamar Jackson, for a number of reasons, obviously he's very athletic. He can run away from your blitzers, pass rushers, whatever you want to call them, and he can still make accurate throws down the field. Same with Jaden Daniels. It looks to me like that's such a massive point of what this is. Right, elusiveness in the backfield and being able to kind of run away from whoever's rushing you. I know we got some tweets as well.
Yeah, Mike, I feel like you're way more open to the idea of letting the Falcons play flag football in the Olympics. We're getting pushback on Twitter. Zach Campbell says, big no to Falcons players in the Olympics. Played hockey in high school, never injured. Played flag football in college, tore my ACL and meniscus without contact in practice.
And there's always going to be that risk. I'm not acting like there's not. Lord knows. I mean, non-contact injuries happen all the time, specifically in flag football. But what are these guys going to be doing if they're in their NFL city? They're going to be running routes. They're going to be doing all the same things. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, we're flying 10, 11 hours away to push the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can do that with a lot less risk, risk for injury by putting one guy from your team out there in Los Angeles in 2028.
Yeah, and my buddy Tim hit me up and was like, they're going to miss camp. Wouldn't Penix be better served in camp? I do think there's a lot of truth to guys, to teams not wanting their quarterback missing training camp mm-hmm. for flag football. It's different. If you've got, a Bijan Robinson or even a Tyreek Hill, because it's just one player.
Right.
But when you have the guy who is the who is his job is to, distribute the ball, and all the timing, all of that stuff goes along with it is based on him. It's completely different if you have someone else giving you the ball and working. We saw how that affected Penix with the receivers that he didn't get to work with all year, and he has it thrown in at the end of the season.
Yes.
And timing was a big deal. We've talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
So I do think that's a very solid point.
Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's head out to Peachtree City and bring in Tevin. Tevin from Peachtree City, what's going on? You're on the morning shift.
Good morning, everybody. Mike Mafia in the house.
Whip, whip. Yeah, it's been a good day for the Mafia. I'm not going to lie. Anyways.
Mike Mafia. Yo. I just want to say, Mike, that I completely agree with you that the NBA lottery is completely rigged.
Yes.
Yep. For example, there's no way that Dallas trades their second best player in franchise history and then get the first pick in this year's draft. And then I got a whole conspiracy about the Victor Wembanyama to the Spurs, but that's going to take too much time. But I got 100% or 1,000% agree with you on the NBA's lottery being rigged.
Yeah.
Other than that, enjoy the show. Love you guys. Have
appreciate
a good day.
Wham. No, I appreciate that.
You just think you would rather know the details of the Michael Jordan conspiracy like that? Like, I think that's just such a much more intriguing storyline.
It's because Michael Jordan's intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know so much about him. Like, I think the thing that was crazy is how much we learned about. You already thought we knew about Jordan, but then the Last Dance thing, and you just learn all these little intricate stories about, he's basically the whole 7-5 UGA season.
Yeah.
The Who's the other guy? Who's my other?
Yeah, Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith was like, 7-5. I thought we'd be 7-5. Yeah. And it was all
literally
made up.
Nobody said that.
Michael Jordan would take the most minuscule thing and blow it completely out of proportion. And then it would be his fuel to the biggest accomplishment of would be most people's lives, but just, another big one for him.
Yeah. Let's get one more phone call in here. Another Mafia agent number 78 out in the car. Mike's Mafia agent number 78. What's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I had a hot take on the whole flag football thing.
Come on.
Just think maybe go to ESPN, the Ocho, and get those professional freeze taggers and throw them out there. I think they're going to be your flag football all-stars right there.
You get a little bit of the freeze tag, you throw in a little bit of disc golf, and you know what I mean? Maybe Daryl Doucette, the guy, maybe he's the one player you bring, the champion 7-on-7 or flag football guy as it is. Yeah, I love that, man. Good call. I don't know. Like the Ocho sounded a little bit derogatory about some of those guys.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I think the NFL is going to do whatever it is. And again, we could talk about training camp and timing and all that stuff. Usually the Olympics do fall in that July category where the guys are not at OTA or in training camp yet. I don't know what the timing will be like 3 years from now, so we'll see. But I'm sure the NFL will bend over backwards to be able to make that happen.
I think they just want their logo there, really. I think that's what it's about,
branding. But are they going to get their logo there?
I'm sure that I bet that's what it'll be, is that NFL players wear an NFL patch.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Does the EPL get theirs when the soccer, I don't know. We'll see. Nonetheless, man, we're going to roll on here in the morning shift. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about those Atlanta Falcons, some of those young guys in the secondary. Could they be the key to the Falcons making that playoff push this year and making that run? Stick with us here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It is 8:23 as we roll along here on the morning shift, having a lot of fun. That's what we do. We talk a little bit of life, we talk a little bit of sports, and we laugh along the way, man. So hopefully you guys are enjoying it out there in the car. Squid Billy just got so excited about Seth Rollins on the screen. He's like, "Oh, that, I know that guy. Hey,
it's Seth freaking Rollins."
Yeah.
Sorry,
I like the guy. I've gotten to be around him. I don't follow.
I like his shades.
I don't watch much any of that at all, really, anymore. Like, I'll watch around WrestleMania season just because I think it's they pull out the best storylines. Mm-hmm. They try to, anyways. But we met him one day in studio, and he was just an amazingly nice dude.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Bailey. Remember.
I just got the biggest eye roll from Bo.
Love
on
it.
That.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to be serious, have a real moment, and some people.
You see how sensitive he is?
That's
sensitive.
I mean?
And emotional.
Exactly. Sensitive. You're
sensitive.
Emotional.
Bailey, you remember Bailey, the hugs?
Yeah.
You know, she was awesome. I'd tell you who wasn't, who was kind of just an awkward person to be around, was Dean Ambrose.
Really?
What's he now? He's a.
I am not sure.
He's changed his name, whatever he calls himself in that other organization. But he was just weird. He was weird.
John Moxley.
Perfect segue. Yeah. Speaking of changing
names. That's
his
real name, I think, right?
I don't know.
Speaking of changing names, we were talking earlier about Mr. Fire and Ice, the tandem that the Falcons drafted that Jerry Gray has dubbed Fire and Ice, and that's Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman. Josh Kendall put out an article earlier in the week about, you know, what these guys can do or what they can mean to this, you know, to this organization. Bo and I joked. And Allie asked us earlier, which one are you guys? Are you fire or are you ice? Xavier Watts, I guess he's a little more reserved, so he's ice. He's like, you know, I'm just going to trust my teammates, trust my coaches. And Billy Bowman, being fire, is like, I don't care what I got to do. I promise you, I'm going to be there at the end of the day. I'm going to make my presence felt. So he's obviously the fiery version. But you've got a couple of alternative.
Yeah, after you guys debated who is going to be fire and ice, I wasn't buying it. So we've got a few others.
Oh, for us?
Yes, for you guys. Oh,
because
I
was because after hearing Mike read Bowman's response there, I'm like, yeah, that's definitely me.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys could be shake and bake, hugs and thugs, nickel and hugs dime. Loud and proud.
I've called us Robin Big before.
Loud and proud.
I did think of that one earlier, but I didn't know if anyone was going to get offended.
No.
Yeah.
No, we've gone with that. I'm assuming.
So I'm not sensitive. You know,
sticks and stones.
Yeah.
Death and taxes.
Wait, which one's which?
Snooze and lose.
These are all such good tag team names. Snooze
crime
and lose.
And, yeah, snooze and lose. Crime and punishment.
Oh, man.
Well,
with these, I don't know. Like, I'm like crime and punishment. I don't know which one of us fits either one of those. You kind of think of yourself as an outlaw, so I'm sure crime.
What about freaking geek?
Freaking geek. Whoa. No. Don't.
Big pause.
Pause.
Big pause.
Don't do it. I can see the crazy look in Squid's eye.
What is going on here?
He was about to say something.
But the
real one
we should go with is Hoot and Holler. Right?
Hoot and Holler?
Hoot and Holler.
Which one am I, though? Am I the hoot or the holler? What?
I don't know, man.
I immediately go to that. I mean, you have to.
I don't think
you
that
have
I am,
some.
I don't think I'm holler, but
well
see.
You're no hoot. I'll tell you that much.
Exactly.
I mean,
so we'll see.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Fire and ice is good for them. I don't know if any of those stick with us. It is what it is.
Robin Big, shake and bake,
ding and dong.
Did she get, somebody turn her microphone off? It's just getting worse.
I don't know. Is Grant out of town?
He is not.
Well, we've established that when Simone is out of town, Dylan is it's just ridiculously off the board. I mean, he's the things he comes up with are terrible. So I didn't know with the ding and dong thing there. I was like, maybe Grant's.
Everybody a favor in their car and move on.
Where are we moving to?
We're moving to Fire and Ice because we're talking a little bit about Billy Bowman and Xavier Woods. I made the conversation earlier, and I made the argument that, you know, so many times we do get wrapped up. And look, we could probably apply some of those nicknames to James Pierce and Jalen Walker. Mm-hmm. So about two guys, we first-round picks, and we expect the rusty edge. But I think this tandem back in the secondary will almost more so in a lot of different ways make or break what the Falcons are in terms of playoff push. Like, I think that you look at Jalen Walker, you look at James Pierce, you have to hit on these first-round picks if you are going to be serviceable as an organization. The Falcons have done that. Terry Fontenot has hit, it looks like he's hit, on most of his first-round picks, dating back to Kyle Pitts, and that, you know, that story hasn't been quite written just yet, although I have an inkling of where it's headed. But when you look at the middle-round draft picks and you look at Xavier Watts, you look at Billy Bowman, and the fact that they have already come out and said, we are going to be very intentional. They use the word intentionality. We're going to have intentionality about playing our rookies this year. I would make the argument that if you look back over Super Bowl contenders and guys that really go deep in the playoffs, hitting on these guys is almost more imperative than some of your first-round picks and whether or not you got it right with Bijan and whether or not you got it right with Drake London. Hitting on these guys and developing them and putting them into a system where they can thrive is more important if you are going to make a Super Bowl run in the end than hitting on every single first-round pick. Hit on all these middle-rounders and make sure that you have a starting safety come week one at Xavier Watts.
Well, it's the numbers game. There's more of them.
Yes.
There's more of rounds 2 through 5 than there is, or even if you want to go 3 through 5, than there is 1 and 2. And it's also harder, I think. I think most people think – let's talk about this for a second because – it's ridiculously hard to get a like a great draft class in the NFL. You have to like the 2016 draft class that the Falcons had. They had Keanu Neal, starter on a great good defense.
Yeah,
they had Deion Jones in round 2, starter.
Devondre Campbell.
Devondre Campbell, I think, was a fourth rounder. I can't even remember who the third rounder was that year because I think Devondre was a fourth rounder. And but they had those are three. I just named you three starters right there.
Yeah,
and
good then, starters.
Yeah, and it's hard to do. Round one is supposed to be easier, especially with the Falcons have been picking in the past the top 10. You know, it's hard to really mess that up a lot of times. Now, don't get me wrong, they do, but you really are putting in the work when you find you can locate guys that fit what you want to do. And find the best of the best in rounds 2, 3, 4. It's really just 3, 4, and 5. 3, 4, and 5 is it. Because
yeah.
Me, 1 and 2 should be starters automatically. 6 and 7, with all due respect to the few and far, the big pops like the Tom Brady's of the world, are they're contribution guys. But 3 through 5 is a good core, and it's hard. You have to do the best work there.
Yeah.
By the way,
ding.
Austin Hooper was a third round pick.
That's who it was, and who ended up being a starter not that year, but actually he did become a starter later in the year that year because who was my guy from Kentucky that the tight end that he ended up getting injured early in that season?
Can't remember.
I can't remember either, but he's a really good player. He played in the league forever. I think he played for the Colts at one point. I'll Google it.
Well, here's – I'm going to go back to 2008 to make my point more about what I'm talking about some of these mid-round draft picks. Everybody remembers the Matt Ryan, and then you get Sam Baker at 21. In the second round, do you remember who you got in the second round in that one? How about go to Oklahoma and get Curtis Loftin?
5-0, baby.
You did draft Chevis Jackson, who obviously had his trials here, but then in the third round, you got Harry Douglas and Thomas Decoud. In the fifth round, you got Croy Bierman, who say what you want to about what's happened with him, but he was a decent player for a little bit and got a second contract here. So the depth that you're able to build, not only that, but everybody remembers the trades you're able to make going into those off seasons, and you bring over Michael Turner, obviously, and you bring over Tony Gonzalez and things like that happen. It's all about, you know, really trying to line up the talent and the depth, and I think that Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman fit into that. I don't, and it's not to say that, okay, Billy Bowman steps right into the nickel role. But my point being is that, yes, if you want to make a Super Bowl run and you've gone out and said, hey, we've identified this guy as a guy who can play nickel and that could possibly start very early in his career, then, yes, that guy needs to work out if you are going to make a run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's – yeah. Okay, so look at it this way. What if you have an injury in week 5 or 6 and maybe then Bowman is ready to go, right? You know, those are the things that you had to think about. I mean, I think the 2016 year, right, where they made the Super Bowl, we were talking about that. Jacob Tammy, by the way, was that tight end I was talking about.
Oh, good call.
But what if do you remember a guy named Brian Poole?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Brian Poole was an undrafted free agent.
He was solid for a little window there.
And Brian Poole ended up being in the playoffs. He was so good, especially coming off the edge in the corner blitzes.
Yes.
At that nickel position, he was phenomenal. He was such a big difference maker. Why can't you're telling me that Bowman can't be Brian Poole? And that's not a knock on Brian Poole. Guy played at Ford. I watched him in his college career. I loved the dude on and off field. But yeah, I think Bowman can be that. So absolutely. But that's the point of it is when you can. Those are the fines that get people. The best thing Terry Fontenot has done in his Falcons career as a GM has been find guys that are role players, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
that can plug in that are veterans. Kentavious Street came in the year Grady tore his knee and filled a hole. He wasn't great last year, but he was that year. He filled a need. Those are the things that he's been able to do on a budget, and that, to me, is also what you're finding in the middle rounds of the NFL draft.
Yeah. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about those Atlanta Braves. Spencer Strider's return to the mound. The steakhouse segment heard around the world where Alex Anthopoulos was like, nope, Grant can go to Keith Urban on Friday night. It's all good. We'll let you hear that sound coming up on the other side of the break. We also got a Life of Squid.
Lots of teasing in this this going to break. Jordan Mailata can sing Chris Stapleton. I'll let you hear that. And a huge Baron Burton's W Sauce announcement.
Mm.
Next, Morning Show Sports Radio 99 The Game and...
Yeah, I'll see ya.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, yours truly, Allie Mack here. It's 8:42. And we got to hear from Alex Anthopoulos. This depends on my date night, Friday night. He was on the Steakhouse yesterday talking about the potential return of Ronald Acuña Jr. to the Braves on Friday.
We don't have a date yet, so I don't want to tease and say there's a chance. Is it a 0% chance? No. Is it likely? I would say probably not. You know, we're not leaning to that.
We're not leaning to that. Yeah, like and you're right. I think, Grant, you were like, yeah, maybe it's Friday still.
He's like, well, he's not committing to what day he's coming back to. But when you tweeted me yesterday and you were saying, I just heard Alex Anthopoulos say, like, probably not Friday.
Did you pick up on the Keith Urban reference on the days
go by? Of course I did. Of course I
like,
did.
It sounds like another couple of days go by.
I did not get it. Okay. Personally.
That's sad. It was such a good one.
They're just, well, I'm not a Keith Urban guy.
That's all right.
Apparently, neither is Grant. That's why he's trying to get out of
it. No, he's not trying to get out of it. He's going to be there on our double date. We're going to hang out with Sandra and Larry.
There you go. Yeah, it all worked out.
But as far as last night, though, I think we all kind of left the game, Braves game, Spencer Strider return, a little bit melancholy. Our hopes were up probably a little bit too high. I mean, he was just returning from injury. So should we have had our expectations that high? I'm not sure.
No, we shouldn't have. We should have been. But he did come out the first start against the Blue Jays, and I thought he was pretty good. And he wasn't perfect, but he was very good. This one just felt lackluster. It felt like something was missing. I just kept watching it. Maybe I just watched it wrong, but I just felt like he was trying to locate too much. And for me, Strider's, you know what? Rare back, throw it by you, but when you start to foul him off, then I'm going to throw that slider, and you're going to see it out of my hand one way, and it's going to go whoop, and then you're going to go woo, and you're gone. And you didn't get that last night. He was trying to paint corners and stuff. It just looked like he wasn't overly confident in himself. Then he goes 3-0 on the guy, and he gives you 95 right down the middle, and I'm thinking to myself, what?
Yeah, there is something to be said about, and I think this is what you're trying to say, like when you watch a power pitcher try to pitch, like you're like, dude, you're a power pitcher, right? Just like throw it by these guys, throw it 97, 98. Like when you throw the slider, make sure it's nasty, and if you have to sprinkle in the changeup every now and then, do it. And when you watch a guy like that try to pitch, like all of a sudden he turns into Tom Glavine and he's locating and he's working the black, you're like, all right, dude, you're doing too much. Like, hey, put that genie back in the bottle a little bit. But to your point, like some of the singles that he was giving up that really is what hurt him in the end, they were located underneath the zone, kind of central to the plate, but a couple of sliders, it's like, dude, they just had decent contact and it found a hole.
I'm not going to lie. I thought he got squeezed slightly. But the fact of the matter was, you're not going to, to your point, Mike, you're a thrower, not a pitcher.
Right.
You're not going to get those calls randomly after not playing in
a year. I don't need you to nip and tuck.
Yeah. Just go right at him. And if a guy, you know, if a guy gets you, they get you. But don't let him get you on a 3-0 pitch right down the middle.
Yeah.
Because that guy was sitting on it.
Isn't it interesting, too, how I think we look at it and we go, well, he was still throwing like 95. You know, the average velocity is down. But it's 95 in the zone, and you don't think about it. But I have to imagine to a big leaguer, there's a big difference between 97, 98, and 94, 95. Like, mm-hmm. You're just like, dude, yeah, he's sitting dead red. That's the difference between a fly out and launching that thing into the second deck.
Well, and, you know, he was returning after injury, so maybe he was just kind of tempering himself a little bit.
Good call.
In his approach, and that is fair because we don't want five innings and you're gone again.
No rehab starts. But yeah.
That is why you have rehab starts. That is why it's in the long list of things that irritate me when I hear complaints about rehab starts. And it's like, what's it taking so long? Why don't we? Why? I hear it. So why do we need?
It's Spencer Strider. He's ready to go. What do you mean?
You need them because these guys need to be sharp. Yeah, but they had a simulated start. Not the same. Same reason why Alex Anthopoulos, to get back to the very first thing we brought up in this segment, won't commit to Ronald Acuna playing Friday, much to the dismay of Grant McCauley. And
chagrin.
Well, dismay too, because he just can't believe it. Why? Yeah. Why is he not ready? No,
you better be careful.
I know, Grant. Grant, let me tell you something. Grant is like, you know how Allie, every time we say something silly, she like writes it down. Grant is just like taking those mental notes. That's why Fridays are gonna be rough for me.
He'll fire off a tweet at you.
Oh, I know. But that's
speaking of fire and ice on Twitter.
Yeah, but that's why we go through this, and that's why we have to wait. Is because they want it to be right. They don't want you don't want to have to go through these three or four times a year with the same player.
Yeah.
But I just know one thing. I mean, Bryce Elder could give up three runs in the first inning last night.
Mm. Yeah. there's a lot to be said about that. And
I'm a Bryce guy.
I'm just glad we're moving on to start number two. Like, we talked about it and we played it earlier. Spencer Strider's like, yeah, I think I know what I have to work on. I got some drills. You're like, okay, well, you know, like, what drills? What drills are those? You know what I mean? But I think it's probably something simple, like opening a hip, landing zone for the foot, arm slot, whatever it may be.
If you're frustrated with last night, just remember Chris Sale's first three or four starts and how Chris Sale talked after every one. First, it was like, I know what I'm doing. I just got to get there. And then he was like, I'm frustrated. I am irritated because I know what I'm doing and I feel like I'm doing it and it's not working. And then all of a sudden, it clicks. Yeah, we're pouring out a cold one last night after another. Top five for Squid Nation Racing, baby. That's how we do it. Came in fourth place last night at Talladega. It was off the hills of a win at Kansas. And I know our schedule's a little flip-flop. We had to do a rain out.
Yeah, golf clap. Two by two.
Golf clap. Sounds like he does need that lap track.
I guess so.
Following him around.
Yeah, this is
boom,
the greatest.
Roasted again.
This is the greatest. Okay. Anyway, you got a lot to get to.
I do. I'm going to just ignore the peanut gallery across from me. Look, good day. Good night for us. Shout out to Squid Nation Racing. Okay, let's get to you. What do you want to do first, Dylan? You pick. I'll let you pick. We want to talk about my W sauce from Baron Burton's, or do we want to do Jordan Mailata singing?
Let's do my loudest singer first, then save the best for last, and that's the W sauce.
Oh, man.
Well, Mike, you brought up the offensive lineman earlier about his comments on the tush push.
Big old Jesse.
And I really don't care to hear him talk about the tush push. Mm. His words mean nothing to me unless he's singing them to Chris Stapleton.
And you rescued me from reaching for the and brought me back from being too far gone.
You can't stop him now.
Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet strawberry wine. You're as warm.
Yeah.
Not that it's not really good. But it was cringy for me to listen to that.
I was nervous. Last one.
And you know what's funny? Like, so Jordan Mailata, you might not know. He's speaking to Keith Urban. He's Australian. Like, okay. Jordan Mailata's Australian. He's a guy that grew up playing rugby. So just listen to that whole thing. I'm like, oh man, good for you.
How tall do you think Chris Stapleton is?
Oh man, I'm gonna go 5'10".
Al, you've probably met him.
Yeah, he's not extremely tall.
But, yeah, I'm gonna go less than 6 foot for sure.
But he's big.
Yeah.
He's a big man.
He
could probably play offensive line in high school.
I just looked it up. 6 foot.
Okay. Yeah, see, no, I don't believe that. He hasn't been through no combine. There's no way he's 6 foot. It's like Rusty Menzel always says, there's nobody 5'11".
Okay, how tall is
10.
Quickly, and I'm throwing you on the spot, how tall is Jordan Mailata?
I'll double check, but I believe 6'8".
6'8", yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, then Stapleton's 6 foot, but he towers over, and he's in a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, by the tight of jeans as you want to see on a man, 6'8", 360 pounds.
I was right, by the way. Ding, 6'8".
Ding.
And, I mean, dude, watching him singing, it was in the Eagles locker room, I guess Stapleton had played there. I mean, when he does, like, I can't imagine this man has played in a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And the pressure probably of singing to a legend a vocal legend, yes, like Chris Stapleton, despite what some people think about his lyrics. Calling out our boy Doug.
Like they all sound the same.
Yeah, is amazing. All right. Speaking of amazing, see how you like that? See, Allie, I can transition too.
You
huh?
can.
It was
right.
so good until you just followed it up with that. Now it just, you know what, Mike, now it falls flat.
Mike, nobody asked.
Just keep going.
Nobody asked, Mike. I was just talking to Allie, not you, and the audience. My friends at the Baron Burton's W Sauce have a new addition. It's kind of a 2-for-1. They now have the Everyday Hot Sauce, which is out, and it's for everything. I know that you know the fire shower and going things, the breakfast sauce, and the breakfast sauce too are forms of a hot sauce, but this is the Everyday Hot Sauce, more of a traditional one. And they have 5-ounce bottles, Mike, of it available at Publix.
So we're talking about like a Tabasco style or like a Louisiana.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So it's in that realm. Okay.
And starting today, you can go to the WSauce.com and use the promo code SQUID, that's SQUID, for 15% off at the WSauce.com. 15% off your order. How about that?
What is the...
We got promo codes, baby!
What's the first dish that you'll plan on putting the sauce on? The Everyday Hot Sauce. What's the first dish you're going with?
You know, I don't know because I just wonder what I could do with the wings.
Hmm.
And I wonder how that would work.
You
could put it in anything, really.
Do you use hot sauce? I'm not a big hot sauce person.
You know what I use hot sauce for? I love to dip fries in hot sauce.
Ooh. Okay.
Give them a little spice.
The only thing that I usually put it on is eggs, shockingly.
I know how I'm going to use the Everyday Hot Sauce today, because shout out to Bo, Baron Burns, and Mike Conti. Y'all hooked me up with a couple of bottles of Everyday Hot Sauce.
Mike just distributed them. You got them because of me. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, shout out to you. I'm going to use it, and this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a turkey burger today, and I like to eat it with a little rice and broccoli.
Okay.
Sprinkle a little bit of the Everyday Hot Sauce on some rice. Rice and hot sauce is a underrated combo.
See, I actually put it on broccoli because anything to make broccoli taste better.
That's a good pull too.
Get those greens in, even with some hot sauce.
But Dylan, you can. But it's a great point. You can use it. You can use so many ways. Eggs is another way. I'd probably put some.
That's
of
what
it
I'm
on
saying.
There.
Like that's my hot sauce is usually for me. If I'm using it, it's on eggs. Like I don't go any further than that.
I'm excited for the Everyday Hot Sauce. The 5-ounce bottles are available at Publix. But look, I mean, when I go to Publix, we can go to WSauce.com and use promo code SQUID and get 15% off. It's the best thing ever. 15% off because you know me.
There you go.
You're welcome.
There you go. Play a laugh track now. We're going to roll on. Actually, that's going to do it for us here on The Morning Shift. We're going to be back right here, same time, same place at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Got a lot of cool stuff coming at you through the end of the week. I hope you guys have a phenomenal Wednesday. Until tomorrow morning, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.